Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. As COVID-19 cases surge, it's tempting to look back at other epidemics the country has faced, including HIV and AIDS in the 1980s and 90s. Since COVID-19 is especially dangerous for those with pre-existing conditions, the care HIV and AIDS-positive individuals receive is vital. One Western Kentucky-based organization is continuing to provide as many services as possible during the pandemic.
And that is all the questions I needed. Thank you for your participation.
Okay. You ready? Just a little part. Relax your arm. Okay, good.
How was that?
That's the sound of Matthew 25 AIDS Services health educators LaDedra Mumford and Jenica Soni pricking my finger and collecting blood. A few seconds later, they mixed my sample with a red liquid and then a blue one, and finally a clear solution to reveal a singular dot in a dish.
Okay, so that one dot means that the test was non-reactive and that you are negative.
In non-pandemic times, Jenica and LaDedra would be out in the community spreading awareness at events like health fairs or even drag shows. Since Warren County has a high positivity rate of COVID-19 tests, they're instead focusing on providing safe sex materials and testing.
Sometimes people come, we'll schedule an appointment to get an HIV test. Next thing you know, we're in the community doing condom drops at different organizations. We might be doing education. We might be traveling to Owensboro and helping with the rehab center. We're pretty much just everywhere.
As LaDedra alluded to there, Matthew 25's footprint reaches beyond Bowling Green. Warren County is just the latest site to open in the organization that serves more than 600 clients around Owensboro, Warren County, Henderson, and the Evansville, Indiana region. Bowling Green site director Rachel Gilpin says population growth in South Central Kentucky caused them to open its fourth location.
We had over 100 patients when we opened this office already back in January. So that number has continued to grow, and we have continued to add clients to our numbers.
Matthew 25's mission, since starting as an offshoot of the Zion United Church of Christ in Henderson during the 1990s, has been to provide holistic care. Grant funding and donations help provide not only initial screenings, education, and medication assistance, but also help getting food, mental health resources, and accessing housing aid. It recently started offering telehealth appointments from its office, too.
So our clients can come in and they can receive their HIV care in a one-stop atmosphere.
When walking me through the office, Gilpin pointed out one of two exam rooms with the remote visit equipment set up.
And they're able to see them on the video screen. They can talk back and forth. The provider can listen to their lungs, listen to their heart, with the nurse maneuvering the equipment for them. They can visualize their ears, they can look at anything and be able to actually see the patient.
Gilpin says the pivot to telehealth is one of many ways Matthew 25 has adapted during the realities of the coronavirus. She says the COVID-19 pandemic is similar to the 80s or 90s in that people are experiencing a fear of the unknown. However, HIV and AIDS resources don't have to be unknown. Matthew 25 is willing to help out anyone in their coverage area, regardless of means to pay for treatment. Medical case manager Michelle Hall coordinates help with things like transportation, housing, and insurance. She says need levels have risen during the pandemic.
We had several people that have been laid off or don't have income or access to food. And so I think that just the need level has risen because of that.
Still, with another office closer to many clients open, Matthew 25 is dedicated to rising to the moment. With creative thinking and virtual appointments and events, it's hoping to fulfill its purpose of service, outlined in the Bible chapter it's named for. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.